Chapter 3, Building Construction. Course Objectives. Differentiate among types of building construction. 4.3.12. Describe the construction of floors, ceilings, and walls. 4.3.4.4.3.12. Explain how basements and stairs may impact firefighting operations. 4.3.12. Compare the construction of different roof types. 4.3.12. Describe the construction and operation methods of different types of doors. 4.3.4. Describe the construction and operation methods of different types of windows. There may be structures within your jurisdiction that are hundreds of years old and located next to those constructed in the past year. Figure 3.1. Each will conform to a different building code intended to provide a certain level of fire safety and structural stability. Each will be constructed from the building materials and architectural design common to the construction period. In addition, older structures may have been renovated with engineered lumber or modern insulation systems. You must know the materials used to construct the buildings in your response area, their construction classifications, and the components that make up the structures. You must also know how the building's design and construction affect fire behavior and development inside the structure. Figure 3.1. These two houses were constructed approximately 50 feet and 50 years apart. Now, what? Let's get learning. Lesson 1. Outcomes. Differentiate among types of building construction. Construction classifications. Locally adopted building codes regulate the type of construction based on the intended use, also known as occupancy classification, structure size, and the presence or lack of an automatic fire suppression system. The construction materials and their resistance to fire exposure determine the type of building construction. Figure 3.2. The authority having jurisdiction, AHJ, adopts and amends building codes to meet local requirements. Some building codes are locally developed, although most are based on nationally accepted model building codes. In the United States, there are currently two major model building codes, NFPA 5000, Building Construction and Safety Code, R, and the International Code Councils, ICC, International Building Code, R, IBCR. In Canada, to enact building and fire regulations, the provinces, territories, and municipalities pass legislation that references the relevant national model construction codes or provincial codes. The following sections describe the general characteristics of each construction type specified in the model building codes for the U.S. and Canada. While minor differences exist between the model building codes, generally these construction types are common to each. Because local AHJs can amend model codes to meet their needs, you must be familiar with the building codes adopted within your jurisdiction. United States construction. Both the NFPA and the IBCR classify buildings in five types of construction, type 1 through type 5. Depending on the code and construction type, the types are further divided into subcategories. The construction materials and their performance when exposed to fire define each construction type. Type Y, fire resistive. Type I construction, also known as fire resistive construction, provides the highest level of protection from fire spread as well as structural collapse. All structural members are composed of non-combustible or limited combustible materials with a high fire resistive rating so that the structural members do not add to the fuel load. Type I construction can be expected to remain structurally stable longer than other construction types during a fire and is the most collapse resistant. Reinforced concrete, precast concrete, and protected steel frame construction meet the criteria for type 1 construction, figure 3.3. Type I structures are often incorrectly referred to as being fireproof. While the structure will not burn, the structure may degrade from the effects of fire. Type I construction provides structural stability should a fire occur. However, the addition of combustible materials such as contents, furniture, and interior finishes can generate sufficient heat over time to weaken the building's structural integrity. During a fire in a Type 1 structure, firefighters may experience the following conditions. Compartments can retain heat, contributing to the potential for rapid fire development. Roofs may be extremely difficult to penetrate for ventilation purposes due to construction materials and design. Windows may be non-operating, causing them to be very difficult to open for ventilation. Key takeaways. Type Y. fire-resistive, highest protection level, offers superior protection against fire spread and structural collapse. Structural composition, made of non-combustible or limited combustible materials with a high fire-resistive rating, stability in fire, remains structurally stable longer than other construction types. Materials, includes reinforced concrete, precast concrete, and protected steel frames, figure 3.3. Misconception, often wrongly considered fireproof. Structures are fire-resistant but can degrade under fire conditions. Combustible contents. Furnishings and interior finishes can still pose a heat threat, weakening structural integrity over time. Firefighting challenges. Compartments may trap heat, risking rapid fire development. Roofs may resist penetration, complicating ventilation. Non-operating windows can hinder ventilation efforts. Note: firefighters should remember that while Type 1 buildings are designed to be the most collapse-resistant, the fire's heat can still weaken the structure, and interior combustibles can contribute to fire intensity. Type 2, non-combustible. Buildings classified as Type 2 construction, also known as non-combustible construction, are composed of materials that will not contribute to fire development or spread. Type 2 construction materials do not meet the stricter requirements of those materials used in the Type 1 building classification, but still do not add to the fuel load. Figure 3.4. Steel components used in Type 2 do not need to be protected for the same lengths of time or have the same fire resistance rating as Type 1. The most common form of this construction type includes metal framing members, metal cladding, or concrete block wall construction, and unprotected open web joists supporting metal roof decks. These buildings are more prone to collapse than Type 1 because they are constructed of lighter weight materials with lower fire resistance ratings. Key takeaways: Type 2 non-combustible materials, composed of materials that do not contribute to fire load or spread. Comparison to Type 1. Type 2 materials are less strict in fire resistance but are still non-combustible. Figure 3.3. Steel components, less protection and lower fire resistance ratings than Type 1. Common forms includes metal framing, metal cladding, concrete block walls, and open web joists supporting metal roof decks. Risk of collapse, higher than Type 1 due to lighter weight materials with lower fire resistance. Type 3, ordinary construction. Type 3 construction, also known as ordinary construction, is commonly found in mercantile, business, and residential structures and older schools. This construction type requires that exterior walls and structural members be constructed of non-combustible or limited combustible materials. Interior walls, columns, beams, floors, and roofs are completely or partially constructed of wood. Figure 3.5. Type 3 buildings may contain several conditions that can influence fire behavior, including the following. Void spaces inside the wooden channels that roof and truss systems create between wall studs are less protected than in Type 1 and 2 construction. Fire will spread through these spaces unless fire stops are installed in the void. Figure 3.6. Prefabricated wood truss systems like those used in Type 3 construction may also be found in new Type 3 structures. These systems may fail quickly when exposed to fire. Figure 3.7. Key takeaways: Type 3, ordinary construction, common use, found in commercial, business, residential properties, and older schools. Exterior construction, non-combustible or limited combustible materials for walls and structural elements. Interior construction, wood is used for walls, columns, beams, floors, and roofs. Refer to Figure 3.6. Void spaces, wooden channels and truss systems create voids that allow fire to spread, unless fire stops are present. See Figure 3.7. Prefabricated wood trusses, similar to those in Type 5, can be present and may fail rapidly in fire. See Figure 3.7. Type IFU, heavy timber. Type IV construction, also known as heavy timber construction, is characterized by the use of large dimension lumber or laminated wood. Figure 3.8. These dimensions vary depending on the building code in use at the time of construction. The dimensions of all structural elements, including columns, beams, joists, and girders, must adhere to minimum dimension sizing. Type IV structures are extremely stable and resistant to collapse due to the sheer mass of their structural members. When involved in a fire, it is the timber's own char that reduces heat penetration to the inside of the beam. Exterior walls are constructed of non-combustible materials. Interior building elements such as floors, walls, and roofs are constructed of solid or laminated wood with no concealed spaces. This lack of voids or concealed spaces helps prevent unseen fire travel. Modern type I-4 construction materials may include small-dimensioned lumber glued together to form a laminated structural element, sometimes called glue-laminated or glulam elements. These elements are extremely strong and are commonly found in churches, auditoriums, and other large facilities with vaulted or curved ceilings. Glue-laminated beams, glulam beams, may fail when exposed to fire because the heat may affect the glue holding the laminates together. Type IV buildings may contain the following conditions that can affect their behavior during a fire. The high concentration of wood can contribute to the intensity of a fire once it starts. Collapse of masonry walls can be caused by loss of structural integrity of timbers. Key takeaways type of 4, heavy timber. Construction materials. Utilizes large dimension lumber or laminated wood, see figure 3.9. Structural dimensions. Adheres to minimum sizing for elements like columns, beams, joists, and girders per building code. Stability. Highly resistant to collapse due to the mass and size of structural members. Fire resistance. Timber chars in a fire, slowing heat penetration, and maintaining structural integrity longer. Exterior walls, made of non-combustible materials, aiding in fire containment. Interior elements, constructed from solid or laminated wood without concealed spaces, reducing unseen fire travel.